Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Johnny doesn't know why his LG washing machine is using 3.6 gigabytes of data each day. It looks like everything is spying on you these days or mining crypto, and yet everyone says that Bitcoin is going to zero. Most crypto yes, but Bitcoin no. It's also a good thing that we have 5G to transmit all that data. The question we really need to ask is, who would allow their appliances to access the internet? Password protect your Wi-Fi so this doesn't happen to you. Moving on, do you believe it's true that women lead happier lives than men do because most of them don't have wives? I don't believe that at all. Women live lives of loud and obnoxious desperation, even though they have husbands to dump their verbal diary and emotional baggage onto. The woman in this picture sure looks happy now, doesn't she? Women married to men feel less pain and suffering than women without a male partner, but they still feel that pain. Number 3, guys like this guy are destroying online dating. He sent this woman $2,500 just so she could call him sometimes. He could have taken that money and invested in the stock market instead of giving it to this mid. Maybe he should have paid her that much to have her tubes tied. That would have been the best investment possible. I'm also not fully convinced that she didn't actually send that money to herself to create social proof so that others would do the same. Up next, his mother issues a warning to other parents after she discovers that her young son was red-pilled. So I guess that women are publicly shaming their own sons now and willing to ruin their lives simply because they listen to my content. And a bonus is that she also gets attention from people who share her story in the media. Obviously, this won't bring her son back to her side. How much you want to bet that she's a far-left single mama? Number 5, Sam Altman, the creator of ChatGPT and OpenAI, says that what's happening with AI adoption in India right now is amazing, and it's leading to an explosion of creativity outpacing the entire world. Yeah, outpacing the world of scamming, cheat posting, and harassing women globally tenfold. Imagine when you pick up the phone and there's an Indian scammer on the other line, but his voice is in perfect English, thanks to AI. It's the accent barrier that's keeping trillions of dollars away from Indian scammers. Moving on, a Bulgarian man stole 400 sex dolls to stop degeneracy in his country, and started a forest fire attempting to burn all of them. That's what we call a super simp. Now when is he going to go out there and steal 400 dildos and burn all of those down in the forest as well? He won't, because he's a white knight, and guys like him worship women, and according to them, women can do no wrong. What kind of sick person would do something like that to a hot doll like this? Number 7, this influencer hangs her head in shame after being arrested for having sex with her chihuahua. With all the stories like this recently, I'm starting to think that women shouldn't have dogs. By now you have to be a total moron not to see women with big male dogs as a red flag. Now they're molesting smaller breeds too. She filmed herself with a dog because somebody paid for it. She's only feeling bad though because she got caught. Up next, this woman felt reborn after her $11,000 nose job and even left her husband a month later. When women improve their sexual marketplace value, they do a back of the tampon calculation and figure out that they can monkey branch to a better man. Remember guys, the first thing a woman changes after improving herself or gaining more status is the man who chose to be with her when she had nothing. She left a man who loved her for her natural self, and it was probably the husband that paid for the nose job in the first place. Number 9, where do these people come from? This one says that under communism, you wouldn't have a boss who you'd have to obey or you'd starve. That's right. Under communism, you'd have to obey your boss or get shot or sent to the gulag, and you would still starve if you obeyed, because there wouldn't be enough food in store shelves. Remember that under communism, you line up for the food. But under capitalism, the food lines up for you in the grocery stores. Moving on, single women own millions more homes than single men in America, and the gap is growing. Gee, I wonder, could that have something to do with all those divorce court judges giving the ex-wives the houses? not to mention all the widows out there that nag their husbands to death. Divorce rates started falling a while back, and once women could no longer take homes that way, they started getting government jobs with salaries that men subsidized through taxes, and then they could afford houses that way. One way or another, you'll be buying a woman a house, guys. Number 11, the Scully effect, is the idea that the character Dana Scully from X-Files led many women to pursue careers in STEM. The strong, independent female role models were actually pretty good in the 90s. Scully as a character was able to be great on her own. But maybe she wasn't the best role model for women because she was constantly obsessed with having kids. And her biological clock kept getting in the way of her work. Up next looks like Lena Dunham aged like a bloated corpse out in the hot sun. She looks like she's going to be incredible playing Chris Farley in his biopic one day. They say that by the time you turn 50, everyone has the face they deserve. Here's Lena recently and she's not even 50 yet. What do you think she's going to look like when she reaches the big 5-0? She'll probably resemble a deep-fried Twinkie at the State Fair. Number 13, if anyone wonders why Vice went bankrupt, then please let me refer you to this article about how eating your own poop will lead to a better future. Who was the target audience for this article? Those two girls in one cup from that video from Brazil. I wouldn't be surprised if Josh Evans was an Indian man. Looks like the globalists funding Vice back then would have us eat anything but actual food. You will no longer eat the bugs. You will eat the poop. Moving on in a parallel dimensions, Rachel Zegler has been cancelled by Disney and is starting an OF page to cover her bills. So looks like she's going to be rescued by a simp and not a prince. But she's playing a reverse Uno card, because you have to send money to her Lonely Fools page so that she stops posting for a change. If she did start an OF page, she'd have to shave her back or risk getting the wrath of Clint Eastwood. Number 15 is one I posted before, but it's still hilarious. This man was caught spiking his female date's drinks with Viagra to make sure they didn't get boners, because you never know these days. People will hate him for speaking the truth, but he still has a point. I could see this making a lot of sense in Thailand and the Philippines. Otherwise, the odds are pretty slim that she's got a Slim Jim in her panties. It was a smart idea and dumb idea at the same time. Up next, here's the difference between India and Bhutan along their border. Why does India have a massive public defecation problem and no place to put their garbage? I've been to 20 countries and India is definitely not one I would ever go to. I recently read an article that India is about to power its space program with cow poop. You know you got a problem when you defecate enough to send men to the moon. Proud to be number one in cow dung. Number 17, it's women like this that are turning you down on dating apps. She probably thinks she's a 10 because a chance slept with her once 10 years ago. She's more like a minus 10 to me. Looks to me like she needs to take a much longer and harder look in the mirror to understand her true value. All it takes is one wet wipe to wipe away all her makeup and humble her. Either that or take her swimming on the first date, unless of course she ghosts you. Moving on, what's wrong with this photo from 1976? I don't see any tattoos, obesity, face piercings, and purple hair. It's also crazy to think that these women are all now grandmas. I wonder what they must think of their woke obese grandkids. Also, there's no diversity in this picture, and none of them have a schwing-schwang hiding in their shorts. If this picture was taken today, you wouldn't be able to see the car, because those girls would be so fat. Number 19, what the hell happened in the UK? Here's the president, vice president, and treasurer of the Oxford University Union. The home of modern Western democracy and the Magna Carta is cucked. It's also a union, so you know these are communist bastards. Then again, maybe they're just decolonizing the university. Eventually, when the whites leave the country, it'll turn into a third world hellhole, like where they came from. You can't change culture and DNA. Up next, also in the UK, we have a stabber in real life on the top and a stabber on Netflix version on the bottom. The boy on the bottom looks like Elliot Page. So why is Netflix whitewashing history? I thought that was something that they were fighting against. I guess they're only against it when white people do something good. Otherwise, they need to spread anti-white propaganda. Maybe it's time to cancel your subscription and sail the high seas. I'm absolutely shocked. I can't believe that Netflix allows whites to appropriate black culture this way. Number 21, why do women fall for scams like this one? A woman was scammed out of £830,000, believing she was in a relationship with Brad Pitt. Most women are unattractive and live dull, boring lives, and somehow buy into the fantasy that a handsome, wealthy male celebrity is interested in them. They say that women's intuition is never wrong. Well, this proves that it is. Also, where was this taken? Auschwitz, perhaps? Moving on, looks like the new Naked Gun poster and trailer. This looks pathetic and they have to ruin everything now, don't they? There's only one Frank Drebin, and it's not the dude from Taken. But what's really weird to me is Leslie Nielsen and Liam Neeson's names are so close together. When I heard that Seth Rogen was behind this, I just knew that it would be an absolute piece of trash. The one movie they don't seem to want to remake is Cherry 2000. I guess they don't want to be giving men any ideas about sex bots being better than real women. Number 23, here's what it looks like when you paid for an hour and you still got 57 minutes left. Looks like there's a manlet simp that can't hold his sperm for very long, and now he's gonna nerd out and force her to play GoldenEye with him. Screw that, I'd get her to do some housework in that getup. She looks pretty thin and she's still twice the size of him. It must have been his first time based on the smile on his face. Up next, Welcome to Canada, where it's perfectly fine to block the streets praying to Muhammad, but it's not okay to block the streets when you're a trucker protesting your government. Goodbye, Canada and the West. It was nice knowing you. And many Canadians are still supporting Trudeau's party. Looks like the bouncy castle was just too damn much to handle for Justin Skippy Trudeau, so he had to freeze everybody's bank accounts. Number 25 and the last one, is it my imagination or is Amanda Bynes getting worse? It's a toss-up. Did wokeism or the pedos of Hollyweird break her body and mind? Then again, maybe it's all the myths she's taking that were making her fat. The way she looks on the right, she could try out for the new live-action He-Man film. In the picture on the right, she looks like she's got that 1,000 Wong stare. She should definitely come out and tell everyone what Hollywood did to her. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.